Hello, Lee Deep Discourse here. Welcome back to another hypnotic audio file. This is going to be very medical fetish themed. I am going to pretend to be a nurse and hypnotize you. Then we're going to examine your suggestibility through testing whether you can move your limbs, and then testing whether you can feel pulses of pleasure without any physical stimulation. Now, of course, if you're not into someone pretending to be a nurse, this is probably not for you, but for as long as you're interested to be hypnotized by a sexy, slightly mischievous nurse, then you can feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable with any of the suggestions in this file, you can just X out of it and any suggestions will be washed clear from your mind. But for as long as you're comfortable and you're willing, the nurse will see you now. Now you can just relax wherever you're sitting. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Now none of this will hurt. You can just relax for me. Take one big deep breath for me. And another. And focus on the breathing and the way the breathing relaxes your body. And it's just so easy to focus and relax and let your mind go a little bit quiet. Because when your body relaxes, it just makes sense to let your mind relax. And it's better to feel comfortable. It's easier to slip down. Relaxing, breathing, sinking, falling deeply down, listening to my voice as you relax. And it's so very easy just to slip and sink a little bit deeper as you relax. Breathing, relaxing, falling. That's a good patient, because the more you relax, the easier the examination will be. And you can just relax and breathe and focus on my words and know that it just makes sense to give into it. It just feels so easy to slip down and fall and drop, focusing on my words, focusing knowing that you're going to sink deeper as I count down now. 10, falling down, relaxing, breathing deeply to 9. Your mind becoming a little bit quiet, knowing that it just feels so good to relax here. 8, sinking, falling, knowing that you're safe and that I can take care of you as your nurse. Falling down to 7, dropping 6, 5, 4, slipping, sinking, 3, 2, and 1, drop. Very good. The examination will begin now. Now focus on how relaxed your body feels. Isn't it hard to move your limbs? As you find yourself so deep, you find yourself so relaxed and heavy, it grows more and more impossible to move your limbs. They're just stuck down at your side, comfortable, heavy, your mind feeling so foggy and relaxed. Giving in, relaxing, sinking down, very good, and you're just so heavy you can't move your arms at all, can you? Well, I want you to try now. Try move, even if you're deep in trance. But of course, as you become more and more suggestible, it's harder and harder to move because you've relaxed for me. The nurse has used something to relax you for the examination, so it just makes sense to feel heavy, for your mind to feel foggy, for you to not be able to move much on your own at all. There's a good patient. Feeling heavy, your arms, your legs stuck down, heavy. Very good. Knowing that your arms and legs are going to stay stuck there until I tell them carefree. And of course, you're so comfortable, it just makes sense to stay put. Very good. Letting that suggestion sink deep into your suggestible mind. Knowing that if you're incredibly suggestible, you won't be able to move until exactly I tell you to. You don't have permission to move, but I want you to try. To try struggle. Even if you can't. Just to test, just to feel the real limitations of your mind when you're under control. Very good. So suggestible. That's exactly what we're testing here today. Focus again on my voice, relaxing down. No need to continue try struggling. Just giving in and sinking, dropping, falling now. Good. Now we're going to test another part of your suggestibility. We're going to test your ability to synthesize pleasure from nothing when given enough suggestion. And you can sink down and you can fall and you can drop. And of course, your mind is so suggestible. So it's just so easy to focus on my voice and relax. It's just so easy to let your mind go quiet and my suggestions to slip deeply into your mind. So easy to be malleable for me. Because it's just what we're testing today, to see just how far your mind can be molded, bended. Test it just a little bit. Quantify it. And you can focus on my voice and know you feel so helpless, but comfortable and relaxed. Knowing that you've done extraordinarily well already, and you're doing so well to fall and sink down for me even deeper still. Now, we're going to examine your pleasure receptors and how entwined they are with suggestibility. Now, of course, I'm sure you're feeling aroused, happy, comfortable, relaxed, because often when a sexy, mischievous nurse brings someone down into a trance, they find themselves quite aroused. And you can find that arousal building as I address it. You can find yourself blushing a little bit, maybe. Because I know that this turned you on, and it's so easy to give in to that arousal and let it build just a little bit, knowing that I'm pleased that you felt it, because it's just another indicator of your suggestibility. And of course, with that suggestibility, we can do such fun things, and as your arousal builds, you can find a distinct pleasure start to mount. You can find yourself associating pleasure with my suggestions. And now, of course, I'm going to give you a suggestion that when I snap my finger, you'll feel a jolt of pleasure through your body. And it will just be so easy, since you're already so suggestible and you've done so well, to accept it as a kind of reward, as a lollipop after a session with the nurse. Now focusing on my voice and letting that suggestion sink deeply into your mind. Knowing when I snap my fingers, you'll get a jolt of pleasure for the rest of this audio file. Testing that now. Very good. And knowing that that was a reward for doing so well and being so suggestible. But of course, sinking down, dropping, focusing for me, letting that suggestibility really melt through your mind. The pleasure that you just felt, I want you to amplify it a little bit larger, because, you know, what's life without its fireworks? Building that pleasure a little bit more, knowing that it wants to be more extreme, it wants to be more intense. And I want you to have a large, inignorable jolt of pleasure when I snap my fingers next. Very good. And even larger again. Excellent. It's just so easy to notice how suggestible you are when someone plants triggers to make you see it at the snap of a finger. Very good. Feeling lovely for me, knowing that as you come up from trance in a little while, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to feel relaxed, happy, calm, perhaps a little bit aroused. And of course, if you enjoyed this, it'll be very nice to tweet about it or share it on Twitter. Very good. Focusing, knowing that you're going to feel much better when you come back up. You're going to feel refreshed and calm and relaxed, but no longer foggy, as you focus on my words, and we're going to bring you back up from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Up, 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 up. Wide awake. Hi, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that test of your suggestibility with a mischievous and probably highly irresponsible nurse. If you enjoyed this, feel free to share it or whatever. And stay tuned for more files soon. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.